5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There's no collusion between me and my campaign and the Russians. The other thing is the Russians did not affect the vote.
And that was President Trump yesterday in an interview with Lester Holt on NBC. Joining us now is Brett Baer. He is the anchor of Special Report on the Fox News Channel. Brett, welcome. Good morning.
Morning.
Happy Friday to you.
Yes.
What is your take on the White House's handling of the Comey firing?
Well, there's so many elements to it.
Yeah, no, really.
Yeah,
no,
I mean,
kidding.
Let me take a deep breath here. You know, listen, the rollout clearly was botched. I mean, it was they came out saying one thing, and then the president said, you know, what he said about why he was long time considering firing Comey. And so I think that they've had to deal with walking that back. And this morning, the president has been tweeting up a storm saying, you know, maybe we should just end the press briefings because sometimes it's, you know, I'm very active and it's very tough to be accurate all the time. But, you know, everyone is obsessing on these different nuances, basically, of semantics. That said, his latest tweet saying, James Comey better hope that there are no tapes of our conversations before he starts leaking to the press. I mean, that is, every day is something more unique for covering this president and this administration. That is probably the most so far that has taken this to, you know, a different place.
It would, you know, because the comparisons to Nixon weren't enough. He's got to go and start talking about tapes.
I know. The thing about tapes is that they can be subpoenaed if you look back at the Nixon times. And, you know, I think that this is, he handles things differently in a very blunt way. He uses Twitter. He gets around the press briefing, but it's clearly been handled in a way that made it probably more of a story than the original, which could have been he fired Comey for cause. And I think that the Russia part of this is a huge, huge element.
Well, you know, what I keep walking away from, I mean, aside from the confusion by the press team over at the White House, who apparently was left out of the loop on all this, no fault of theirs, I looked at some of the reporting that was done in the next 24 hours, and I found four examples of things that were widely reported that turned out not to be true. Chief, I'll give you one example. Rod Rosenstein did not threaten to quit.
It was heinous. It was really bad.
I know.
I mean, Rod Rosenstein said, they said, did you threaten to quit? No. And the stories were all over the place.
How about this thing that Comey was fired because he had requested more money for the Russia probe?
And McCabe said, no.
That's
we
right.
We have no record of a request for additional resources. I don't need additional resources. If I do, I will come back, but I don't. And three, there has been no effort to impede the investigation in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, and so these things are reported as fact on the front page, and I don't see them walking back. I don't see them making corrections. I don't see them taking those stories down.
They don't, and that is, you know, it falls into this narrative of fake news that the White House talks about, and, you know, while people, you know, make fun of calling everything fake news, the problem is that there are stories that are dead wrong that don't get corrected. And there's some stories that have sightings of 30 sources. when have you seen stories with 30 sources? I mean, that's like talking to the guy outside the gate at the White House. What do you think?
Well, I'm among those who believe that this was just some of the most egregious reporting we've seen. But what bothers me most, excuse me, I'm sorry, we're all a little chugged up today. What bothers me most about this is that, you know, when you have a bad, everybody gets a clinker now and then.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, you and I, in the course of our career, we've had to walk a couple back.
Yeah,
you know,
course.
We got some bad information. We reported something that wasn't quite right. But we always came back and tried to correct the record. They don't even care anymore.
Yeah, and I do think that falls into, you know, the administration and the president and his calls about this. Listen, if we can all just deal in facts, what we do know is, despite all of these leaks everywhere, that there hasn't been a leak of a hard piece of evidence of collusion so far.
Right, I know.
Between the Trump campaign and the Russians. I mean, for all of the stories, we haven't had that piece of evidence, and it hasn't come to pass. That's not to say it won't. And that's not to say that the FBI investigation doesn't, you know, bear fruit, but as of yet, it has not. And I think that some of the stories are written, and you're right, in a way that it's already a done deal.
I am fascinated by this, the fact that the media has just gone full-out propaganda at this point. They're not even pretending to be journalists. They're just full-out propaganda, combined with the administration's phenomenal inability to control the message. I thought the Republicans were bad at controlling the message. The Trump people are just, they take it to a whole new level of incompetence. Why can't they control the message better? I thought he would have this under control.
Well, listen, let's say something for the press shop. They're dealing with a president who is on overdrive, and he, you know, has his own printing press in a Twitter feed that they have to monitor night and day. He says in the tweet this morning that he's very active. Yes, he's very active. And sometimes I think they get their wires crossed. Now, when they do, or they're trying to assume what the boss thinks, I think they get caught up, and then they obviously get called to the carpet on it, and it becomes a process story. But if you go to the 30,000 feet, like, where is the there? I think we just have to take a deep breath and report the facts.
Yeah, listen, I have some sympathy for the position that they're in, because I know that in past administrations, there's always a communications director who is brought in and looped into it, even if the press secretary was not, saying, you know, we're going to be doing this, and I want to, you know, what do you think? And that communications director would then, you know, give the president and his chief of staff and anybody else who wanted to know what they thought the reaction would be, or how they ought to craft the message going forward. And that doesn't seem to happen in this administration.
No, it's not been handled well from a messaging point of view, and I think they all know that, and that's one of their biggest problems. But the other thing is that the president himself takes some reporting directly and responds to it directly and is affected by it, it seems, directly. Mm-hmm. And that, too, is unique, at least what we haven't seen in several cycles.
Brett, tell us about your extra special report on Sunday.
It's going to be special.
It's going to be extra special.
Yes. There's so much news flying around. We wanted to add another news hour to primetime on Sunday night to kind of get everybody ready for the new week. I'm also going on the trip overseas. I'll
you are?
Doing my show from Riyadh,
nice.
Saudi Arabia. And there's so much news that we needed another hour. So we're going to do 8 p.m. Eastern on Sunday, kind of a wrap-up and look forward, and see if we can get it all in.
And love it.
I'm holding you personally responsible for the Caps performance. I just want to
I know.
Wearing that red jersey on the air.
It was too much.
You just tempted fate, my friend.
I know I did. Mm-hmm. I told my stage manager we're never doing another jersey ever.
Yeah.
Ever again.
All right, Brett. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
We'll see you.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.